gathered here tonight to pay tribute to our Lord and money unto me. Oh Lord in heaven, let us pray. You TV viewers, give me your pay and sing in my K-Y-M-O-U-S.
What the day you got the farm majority? Cause of the people in the real world, drivers have no guns to hide.
Thirsty Thursdays presented by the Dollar Boys. We have a special guest with us tonight.
Hello. I'm DJ Harriet.
DJ Harriet?
Yes, yeah, DJ Harriet.
How'd you come up with that?
I used to live on a street that Harriet was in.
What?
Yeah, it was Harriet was the name of the street.
Oh. All right.
Yeah.
DJ Harriet.
Secret solved.
Very complicated. But we got it. Yeah, we just would have did a back-to-back Bay Area.
The big two.
It's really all you need to know. Yeah. We could just turn off the lights and go home, honestly.
Yeah, what'd you play, Daryl?
So, I'm not playing any new stuff tonight. I'm just kind of... went through the record collection, picked some old stuff that I've had for a really long time that that seemed to entice me one way or another. And I picked Screw 32, their album Unresolved Childhood Issues. Shout out to Miss Patterson's husband, my 11th grade civics teacher, who made me a mixtape and put Screw 32 on it. I guess he was like going to UC Berkeley while they were like playing shows in the early 90s. And I felt like they were always kind of had this weird, unconventional sounds of them, which I don't know, maybe people think they're pretty generic sounding at this point, but when I was 16 years old, I was like, whoa, it's so weird. And then you played.
And then I played Dead Kennedys' Moral Majority off the In God We Trust Inc. EP or LP?
It's like a few songs. It's not a full... Have you seen the videos of them recording this album?
No, tell me.
No.
It's great. I'm pretty sure it's this album, right? Yeah. Because when they recorded this album, they were trying to match like the intensity of the current breed of like hardcore bands. And so they decided to do it all like live. And there's like video of them recording in the studio, recording this album. And it's like, it's wild because like fucking Kloss and East Bay Ray are like doing backing vocals while they're like playing guitar and bass and stuff. Definitely worth checking out.
It's on the YouTube.
Oh yeah. That's the only place I see things.
We need to bring back the VHS tapes.
We don't even have a VHS player.
True.
So DJ Harry, what are you going to play for us next?
I'm up next. Well, I guess maybe to match that intensity and fast thrashiness, let's do something out of mid-80s San Antonio. Bomb the Embassy by Fearless Iranians from Hell.
Perfect. What historical context do you want to give people for Fearless Iranians from Hell?
I've just heard stories growing up in Texas, rumors about, you know, the singer, guitarist, he, you know, traveled to the States as a young boy from Iran and just always felt like an outcast. So whenever he discovered punk rock, he decided to form the Fearless Iranians from Hell. And I've heard stories about them just going to one of the fancy malls in San Antonio and just setting up and playing and then getting chased away by the cops. And now I hear he's a lawyer somewhere in San Antonio, but yeah.
But he's like a civil rights lawyer, right?
I sure hope so.
Tort reform.
Yeah. That's big done in Texas.
All right.
Shit, yeah.
Check it out.
I'm gonna kill myself! I'm gonna lie dead on the floor! Sign your fucking business! What I live and die for! I'm gonna hijack a plane! I won't do it for glory or fame! And when they catch me, they'll see I'm insane! Put you on a rag in the shade! I'll do it over again and again! I do it over again and again! I do it over again and again! Blow up the embassy! Blow up the embassy! Blow up the embassy! Blow up the embassy! I'm gonna kill a Marine. I wanna ruin his family. Point a gun in his head. One shot, then he's dead. Pull the trigger again and again. I pull the trigger again and again. Pull the trigger again and again. Pull the trigger one more time. Blow up the embassy. Blow up the embassy. Blow up the embassy. Blow up the embassy. I'm gonna kill myself. I wanna lie dead on the floor. It's none of your fucking business what I live and die for.
Back closing out a solid block of just undeniable classics and one future classic. Who do we just play?
That was Screaming Sneakers with Violent Days from Florida from the early mid 80s. Don't know much about the band. I just know that when I heard that song, I had to go and find the recently pressed repressing. It was repressive.
Yeah, I was I'm not gonna tell a Discog story, that's too nerdy, but
just give us the 10-second version.
All right, so there it was.
I was drunk.
Well, because I have in my want list on Discogs, I have like that record. Oof. Just because like I love that song, and then I got an email saying, "Hey, there's this record is available for like $35 or whatever." And I was like, "That's absurd," and then I was like, "Oh, they repressed it." Okay, cool. I'm just gonna buy this, and it comes with the crazy fold-out poster, that cool picture of the band, and now I get to listen to it in my room when I'm getting dressed in the morning, and I'm happy.
Is the band photo of them in a graveyard?
No, it's like real. It's like, it's funny. I'll show you later.
Oh, okay. Because on the repressing I have, 7-inch, the singer is standing in front of like a crypt or something in a graveyard.
Yeah, this is very different. I can't explain it because I don't remember exactly, but I definitely know it's not that.
So I'm eating cotton candy, riding elephants at the circus.
I think it's closer to that.
Okay.
Shit.
Before that, we played the Cockney Rejects, Oi Oi Oi, off Greatest Hits Volume 2. I pulled that out because one time Final Bombardment played a set, and Dollar Boys were DJing, and when Final Bombardment ended, Ben played that song, and I felt like I had actually accomplished something with my life hearing that song after my band finished playing. And I was like, dude, this is such a great song to play. And he goes, oh, yeah, I played this for you because you told me you love this song. I was like, hell yeah. But I do love that song.
Before that, we heard the song Mind Circles by Dead Years off their latest release from Dirt Cold called Night Thoughts.
Yep, both those records that band has done are very good. I enjoy them. What are you gonna play next?
Oh, I just got this a little while ago. They repressed Same Place the Fly Got Smashed by Guided by Voices off Scat Records, so I really like this album, and I hope you do too.
Scat Records, I gotta get some. They did a bunch of like Bill Fox records that I always think about buying off of them.
Now's the time.
Scat, if you're listening, hook me up, man. All right, got my voices.
Music.
Do it. slept as I dreamed of a time long ago. I saw an army of rebels dancing on air. Dreamed as I slept, I could see the campfire. The song of the battle that was born in the flame. The rebels were waltzing on air. I danced with a girl to the tune of a waltz that was written to be danced on the battlefield. I danced to the song of a voice of a girl, a voice that called, stand till we come, stand till all the boys fall. As we danced came the news that the war was not won, but armies were coming. To a rhythm of the gun in a glade through the trees, I saw my only one. Then the earth seemed to rise, hell hot as the sun. The soldiers were dying, there was a tune to the song. The song was an old rebel one. As the smoke of our hopes rose high from the field, my eyes played tricks through the moon and the trees. I slept as I dreamt, I saw the army rise. A voice began to call, stand till you fall. The tune was an old rebel one. Look here. We'll be right back.
Then we're back. That was one funky guitar tone they got going on there, but I appreciate it. I'm sure that, so you heard that on Bloodstains Across Texas?
Yeah, it's Plastic Idols with their hit track IUD. Not sure. I think they were out of Houston. Could be wrong, but yeah. Maybe 79.
Man, what else is on Bloodstains Across Texas?
One of my favorites, AK-47 with the Badge Means You Suck.
Right.
great classic song. There's a really red song on there. I can't remember.
Modern Needs or something.
Yeah. Another one of my favorites, The Nerve Breakers, My Girlfriend is a Rock.
I've seen that name spelt out. I can picture... It's like a futuristic font type.
Yeah, that sounds right. I think the Nerve Breakers might have... Either they were going to play with the Sex Pistols, like, at their show in Dallas, or they did. But, I mean, one of my favorite songs of all time is My Girlfriend is a Rock. It's just about having a girlfriend that's a rock. He used to have one made of wood, but she wasn't very good. So that's why he likes them made of rock.
What does that rhyme with?
He does rhyme alabaster at some point. Yeah.
Wood's no good, but rock. Rocks.
Right, rocks.
Before that, we heard The Clash, Rebel Waltz. The
Marcos's favorite song of Sandinista.
Not even close to accurate, but that's the first track off the second side of the first disc. So,
yep.
Baby, we are rocking and rolling.
Yeah, we're doing good time here now.
Plowing through this one.
They had like a xylophone in that, right? Is it a xylophone?
They may have had a theremin in that bad boy.
I'm no musicologist. It was some kind of thing I don't hear very regularly, I could tell you that. What did you think of that song, DJ Harriet?
It was my first time. I'll have to
have give you ever, it. You, so you never listened to Sandinista?
No.
Have you listened to like London Calling?
Yeah, like... Maybe like once, like all together, but probably like broken up more than, you know, entirety. There's one Clash record I'm really familiar with. It's their self-titled debut, which...
The punk one.
Yeah.
All right, so...
Well, tune in next episode to hear the second song on side B. Whatever that is.
This is how you keep them coming back, huh?
Yeah, because... You know, I mean, you can't listen to Sandinista just anywhere.
Spread it out.
You can pick it up at your local Sam Goody.
Pick it up.
Tower Records.
All right, before that was Government Warning with the track Enough is Enough, which is the last song on their last record, which is called Paranoid Mess. Yeah, this record came out in like 2009 or something, and I think I just wasn't ready for it.
You weren't old enough.
I wasn't ready for the reverb on the vocals. I think it may be the first modern chain punk record, and
man, you say some dumbass shit on this show sometimes.
I was still stuck in Y2K thrash.
Fair enough.
Ah! And before that,
Guy by Voices.
All right. So that takes us to you, Marcos.
All right, we're going to listen to Hickey, their final 7-inch off of Thrill House Records, released a couple months ago. The Lost Tracks of Hickey.
Yep. Finally resurfaced and given the love that they needed.
The kids are rioting in Oklahoma. Or maybe not. They're old now. They're no longer kids.
Are the these, lawyers.
Are these lyrics to Hickey songs?
No, just, you know, the kids in Oklahoma. Every punk kid I know from Oklahoma has a Hickey tattoo. Which is cool, you know.
Shout out to Oklahoma.
Show that Hickey tattoo.
What are you going to do with your Hickey sticker?
Dude, like, I don't use sticker. Leave it there forever.
Right. Yeah, that's.
What would you do?
I don't know. I got one too when I ordered that record, and I haven't done anything with it.
Yeah,
I know some people in Oklahoma that would love it.
You know what? First caller from Oklahoma gets the sticker.
Let's make that two. If anybody contacts us who wants these stickers and has a good enough reason why we should mail them to them, they're yours.
Maybe the Voodoo Glue Skulls would like one to slap on one of their trombones.
Yeah.
Shout out to Voodoo Glue Skulls.
Yeah. Respect.
Has the potential to be a Razor Cake contributor. If you don't see or hear what you'd like covered, lend us a helping hand. If you're knowledgeable about DIY punk, are open to the editing of your work, can meet deadlines, and follow instructions, we'll consider your contribution. Drop us a line at razorcake.org/contact.
If you enjoyed this podcast and want to support what we do, please order a subscription to Razor Cake Magazine at razorcake.org/subscribe. Get 112 pages of DIY straight to your door every 2 months. Interviews, articles, comics, and reviews of bands that you definitely aren't going to find at the checkout lane or even those fake indie websites. razorcake.org/subscribe. This podcast is supported by the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors through the Los Angeles County Department of Arts and Culture. Any findings, opinions, or conclusions contained herein are not necessarily those of our grantor. Did I do a good job?
And we're back.
Nailed it.
Great job. Couldn't have said it better myself.
You've never said it better yourself.
I wish I could. But yeah, so what we played,
we just heard, Gym Tonics, the band. The song is Mononucleosis, and it's off their Sanitation Situations EP.
The Kissing Disease.
Have you ever had mono? Or were you just bored?
I had it. My stereo had it once.
I listened to all my records in mono. Because my receiver's broken.
Yeah, audiophile.
Yep.
Shit.
And then before that, we had the Meanies. It's True. And this is not the Australian Meanies. I'm not exactly sure where these Meanies came from, but... that's a good song. It's true. It's a jam.
How'd you find out about that?
I do not know. Probably doing some deep dive on the internet.
Real
deep web, dark web,
sleuthing.
Some sketchy subreddits.
You don't know how many chat rooms.
The Tor browser.
And before that, we played Lazy Cowgirls. So Lip Rash practices at the same place that Pat Todd and the Rank Outsiders practice. And
well, what the hell's Lip Rash?
Lip Rash is this wacky band I play in, but Pat Todd from the Lazy Cowgirls was like, "Hey, what's up, guys? You practicing in there?" And I was just like,
"Wacky Todd, it's you."
I was like, "Damn, it's the dude from the Lazy Cowgirls." And
started and that off just, with good stuff.
Yeah, I've never even heard of the Lazy Cowgirls, but
you should check out that record that I have.
I will.
Damn.
And we started that off with
Hickey,
everybody's favorite, Oklahoma's favorite 90s punk band.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of Hickey stuff's coming out.
What the hell are you talking about? Well, there's more Hickey?
There's that 7-inch, there's the 12-inch got reissued, there's the 3LP live box set. which is pretty crazy. Collect it all.
The t-shirt.
Get yourself a t-shirt. Most importantly, get yourself a sticker by emailing us and letting us know how bad you want the sticker.
All right. What's the email address?
Let's use... razorcake@razorcake.org.
Is that a real what?
That's just a chance people are going to have to take.
Shit. Yeah, I mean, if you've got a good Hickey story, we'd love to hear it. Like maybe you were the roadie for them, or you have a record that has lots of Valentine's Day candy stuck to it. You know, we'd love to hear those kinds of stories.
Come out of the woodwork.
Yeah, Hickey was a wild band with a wild lifestyle.
So we've been told.
Shout out to Hickey.
Wherever you are.
And all the residents that used to live at the Hickey Hotel on the Mission.
Damn.
Yeah, the Voodoo Glow Skulls. What's up, guys? How's Riverside treating you?
Pretty good.
Pick it up. I guess that could probably be one of like the best split 7-inches ever made. Just because like split 7-inches are usually
terrible,
pretty bad.
Yeah.
Because usually one band will just outshine the other.
Like Voodoo Glow Skulls did to Hickey.
Yeah, I mean, who knew that leaving some... They're not even voicemails. Back then, they were answering machine messages.
Yeah, analog.
Yeah. Mono.
That warm sound.
Nothing replaces the warmth of an analog answering machine.
Remember how people used to, like, record their dogs, like, barking, like... You know, like the dog would like sound like it was saying hello, like they could train their dogs. I remember that being a big thing in the late 80s.
America's funniest home videos.
Yeah. America's wackiest answering machine like messages.
Damn. Answer machine hijinks. That's a lost art. So we're not going to call Ben and ask him what he's sick with, I guess. But we're hoping that he pulls through.
Yeah.
Hopefully he doesn't have the kissing disease.
Oh.
Bad Ben.
It might be. Wait, you can't get mono twice,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there's no way.
Not that he would have mono before, because he's such a dirty guy. Don't think he would have mono. Ben Lowry. From the Withers.
So shout out to Juan, who I guess maybe had to work or something.
Shout out to Juan.
Josh. Maybe one day we'll get him back here.
Yeah.
Am I recording this? All right, good.
Well, I mean, you know, Ben, if you want to remain sick, I'll be glad to fill in for you.
You kneecap.
I'll promise to be better prepared next time.
We all will.
Or not. I mean, how much more prepared can we really get for this?
I mean, I did bring beer.
There you go.
Ding, ding, ding. Shout out to Renee, who sounds like he just didn't want to be with us tonight.
How many people do you cram in here normally?
Seven.
Yeah.
For all the folks...
Who's calling you right now?
No, it was a text. For all the folks at home, this studio space is slightly bigger than a telephone booth.
Yeah, because we're professionals. That's how big recording booths are.
Oh, it's one of the roommates asking about a cat.
Question about a cat. All right, so we got two songs left. I'm going to play a song by this band called Statues. This was off their EP, 12-inch EP called New People Make Me Nervous. The one that was originally released on Radio 81, not the repress on Deranged. And I bought this record off Maddie Awesome. We were both on tour playing the same show in Florida. Or he was like with bands who were playing the show. And I found this note and it said, "Maddie, buy this. Power pop meets pop punk. Fucking rad." Obviously, I think probably this is from his time working at Doctor Strange. But it's on the back of this flyer for a tattoo shop in Rialto called Heroes and Madmen. And with this coupon, I don't know if this coupon is still...
Valid,
but...
You can get body jewelry for free.
if you get the piercing.
Or you can get, for $20, a six-letter name in a single-line script.
That seems like a pretty good deal to me.
I mean, are they still in business? Should we call them?
Give them a call.
We'll record it.
No, I'm not calling this tattoo shop.
Knock. Wait, what's the slogan? Knocking suckas out since 2002. This is dangerous. It's got the Albanian flag on it and a big cross.
Well, okay.
Those guys are madmen.
They're heroes and madmen. And
wait, and those are the people that pierce you? Are the heroes and madmen?
Not me.
I think only heroes and madmen go in.
But this is the kind of ephemera that
you've come to love from listening to this show.
That the listeners want to hear about. The flyer from Doctor Strange from probably 2007. Where you can get a six-letter name tattooed on you for $20.
Six letters.
Here, I'll check out their Yelp.
That doesn't work well with Knuckles.
All right, so I'm playing a track from Statues. Bree, what are you going to play after that?
I decided to play some French oi by a French oi band called Condor. Right? That's what I decided. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, wait, no, sorry. I'm going to play the first punk rock 7-inch to come out of the Bay Area, because you guys were talking about Bay Area earlier. So I will play Merry Monday with I Gave My Punk Jacket to Ricky.
Incredible. I've never even heard of that. Do you want to give us a little history lesson before you play it?
That's all I really know. I know that this was the first punk rock 7-inch to, you know, I mean, there were punk bands in the Bay Area at the time, but this was the first recorded and released punk rock record that you could hold in your hand and take home and listen to.
Well, that's we started it with
Dead Kennedys,
the best Bay Area punk band, and now we're ending it with the first one.
Voila.
we truly are
what do they say,
beacon.
Time is a flat circle.
Yeah, we are bringing it back around, or
flat earthers.
All right, we're gonna call this tattoo shop.
I'm gonna get, what six letter name should I get tattooed though? Hansky, is that six letters?
Oh, can't complain about the weather if we never